Welcome to the Seeing with Stars podcast with Stephanie Johnson, where she shares more than 30 years' experience in the world of astrology.
Hi, welcome to another Seeing with Stars podcast. I'm Steph Johnson, and in this podcast, I'm going to talk about Taurus season. Now, Taurus, or any season, starts when the sun moves into the sign. So the sun travels into Taurus this year on April the 20th. Now, technically speaking, if you are in Melbourne, it's something like 11:59 Melbourne time on the 19th. And this is why, if you were born on the cusp, you need to actually check the year, check when the sun actually moved into a different sign. Now, you can do this on my app, Astro Gold, on iOS or on Android, but you can also do it for free on my website, www.seeingwithstars.net. But the point is, you need to know what your sun sign is. Now, the sun will stay in Taurus until May the 20th this year, when it moves into Gemini. So we're going to talk about, or I'm going to talk about, all things Taurus. Let's start with, what does it mean if your sun sign is Taurus? And you can think about, if your sun sign is not Taurus, then you can think about some of your friends or family members who are in the sign of the bull. So if your sun is in Taurus, it indicates that you're a reliable and solid individual, and that you have a strong need for stability, routine and security. These types of people approach life in a really methodical manner, preferring the tried and true pathways of familiar territory. So think of everything that makes you feel safe or sound. That's Taurus. It's like steady. So in fact, the adventures of unexplored territories, unless you have other things in your chart, can fill you with feelings of foreboding, and you can be quite stubborn in your refusal to leave your secure surroundings. Much of a Taurian's energy is spent on making their world feel secure. Now, this has its positives, of course, and so you can be really appreciated for your reliability and your ability to provide a safe haven for others. Your friends and family may not realize how much they have come to rely on your quiet persistence. I went to a funeral, I've been to many funerals, and some of you may have as well, but of an older person. And one of the things that really came across was their steadfast nature. And in this day and age, that can be a real blessing. And so this is one of the blessings of having a Taurus sun sign or having a Taurus sun sign person in your life. So Taurus sun sign, you are down to earth, and you may also be wise because people rely on you and therefore they confide in you or trust you in hard times. Tradition appeals to you, and therefore you're often seen as a stalwart in society. You take on the more conventional roles. Now again, this can depend, as you'll hear me say often in my podcasts, on what else is in your chart. But the Taurus energy, isolated on its own, means that you are down to earth. It is an earth sign. You have a down to earth nature. And it also means that you can really be that stalwart or that, well, kind of like the earth rod for other people. It also means that you can literally enjoy the fruits of the earth. So, for instance, you might have a strong appreciation of the beauties and the practical advantages of nature. And you can often pour your own creative energy into nature, so gardening or picking, gardening with food, taking food directly like organic food, or even making, growing your own and cooking it and preparing it for other people. The five senses, I often think, relate to Taurus in the sense of it's a very sensual sign. Touch, taste, and those sorts of senses can be very important. And if you don't like that literal kind of touching the earth gardening, you might enjoy food, or you might be in a slightly different mold, very creative. So textures and textiles and that touch can often be really linked to Taurus. So can the sense of scent or smell. So aromatherapy oils or the smell of a beautiful rose. Again, even if you don't like gardening, perhaps wandering through a really colourful or beautiful garden. There can also be a creative side of Taurus whereby you want to create something that can be seen, so beautiful colours, touched, beautiful fabrics, tasted, beautiful food, smelt. And also, I haven't talked much about sound, but Taurus is very much connected to the neck and the throat. And sometimes people with Taurus, again, depending on what else is in your chart, can have a beautiful sound, a beautiful throat. They can be the singers. Now, while there are so many advantages and wonderful traits in a Taurian's life, like all zodiac signs, we have our positives and our negatives, or we have a way in which we can express the positives, and it is also, if you like, our duty or our soul calling to avoid the negative. And so with Taurus, you need to be wary of becoming really stuck in your ways, stubbornly refusing to move from your stronghold. It's important that you don't take others for granted, just as much as it's important that they don't take you for granted. Now, other people might not be as practical as you, but everyone contributes something of value. Your value is your steadfast nature, but you also need to look and see what the value is in others, even if it's not practical, because this is what you usually value, practical. And the other thing I haven't talked about a lot with Taurus so far is, what do people often equate with the security? I feel secure when I have. Or perhaps it's loving people around me. Perhaps it's having a lovely home. But it's also money, isn't it? So with a Taurian, it's about being very careful that money doesn't become your God. It's good to have money. You are an accumulator. But it's also good to recognize that there are other forms of security. So that's Taurus sun sign. Let's look at Taurus season. Taurus people are accumulators, and in a positive sense, this can be building a reliable and steady income and support for themselves and others. In a not so positive sense, this can be hoarding. These earthy individuals like to be rich in comfort, security, food, and sensual experiences. So what do we do while the sun travels through Taurus? This year, as I said, from April the 20th to May the 20th. Now this year, the Taurus season also starts with a bang because we have two planets, Jupiter and Uranus, combining in Taurus on April the 20th for the first time in 13 years. So we are going to start Taurus season with a bang, as I said. And I'm going to talk about what Taurus season means for each of the signs. But let's just have a quick general look at, well, what does it mean, particularly with this opportunity that comes at the beginning of it with this combination of Jupiter and Uranus. And you can listen to my other podcasts for more details on this. But just generally speaking, we're heading into Taurus season. And this means we are all ready to assess what we have accumulated, if we've accumulated. Some zodiac signs don't accumulate because that's not what they're, if you like, their superpower, or not what their aim or goal is. But during this season, it's an opportunity to reassess that. Do we want to accumulate things? For instance, in the first 30 years of my life, I would say that I did more of my Sagittarian side of my nature. So I traveled overseas, I was a journalist, and I explored. So I lived in other parts of Australia. I didn't settle. But when I came back to Adelaide in 1990, I think I started to do my Taurus ascendant. So I settled, and in a good way, and I settled back in my hometown. So you can make different decisions at different times in your life and in different times of the year. And these seasons of the sun give us an opportunity to really look at aspects of our lives that might already be superpowers or might be areas that are underdeveloped. So while the sun is in Taurus, we can assess, where do we find our security? What does security mean for us? What have we accumulated? Do Do we want to keep accumulating or do we want to start accumulating? How do we comfort ourselves and others? Through cooking and gardening or a deep connection to Mother Nature? We need to avoid during Taurus season, we need to avoid eating for emotional reasons. So avoid emotional eating. We also need to watch out. Another word associated sometimes with this earth sign is greed. So we need to watch that we're not being greedy. It's really interesting because there's a lot in the current modern day history or story about abundance and manifesting, and that's great. And I think that is part of our soul evolution as a planet. But we also need to look at when is enough enough. We don't want to tip into greed, and that's something very personal to everyone. But it's something we can look at during Taurus season. Now, Taurus is also Venus ruled. So we're looking at beauty, love, and as I've said, money. So a change of fortunes can occur at the start of this season with the two planets that are combining and Taurus. What are some of the things that we can do? I like to break it down to little things. You can surround yourself with green. Green is the colour associated with Taurus. So you can walk barefoot on the ground or the grass. You can hug a tree. You can sit down and look at your budget. Money coming in, money going out. You can assess your relationship. If you're in a current relationship, you can spend time. The five senses, touch, taste, smell, sight, and sound. Sharing some of those things with a loved one. If you're single, you might want to look at your relationship status and decide whether that's something you want to continue. Perhaps you need to look at your relationship with yourself, whether you're married or single, and really have some self-love in the most positive sense. What does it mean if you're not a Taurus sun sign? Well, Taurus is an earth sign, and so is Virgo and Capricorn. So it's very positive for the earth signs. It will be some sort of positive occurrence or decision in your lives. But let's look at it sun sign by sun sign, just briefly, to see which areas of your life are highlighted this Taurus season. Aries, the area highlighted for you is the second house of your solar chart, which is all about money and worth, self-worth, but also what you're worth in terms of your income. So looking for opportunities to perhaps increase that or boost that, or looking at ways in which you really don't value what you already have. For Taurus, it's obviously all going to be about your own personal health and happiness, because this is your season. For Gemini, we're looking at things happening behind the scenes. So looking at any hidden motives that you or other people might have, and also looking at values. Now, this isn't just your personal values. This is really looking at your spiritual deep down beliefs, and also looking at anything that subconsciously sabotages your security. For Cancer, it's all about friendship, groups, and clubs. So looking at which of those friendships that you have or groups or clubs that you belong to that are of true value and offer you support and a sense of security, that are a safe haven for you. These need to be people or groups of people who have your back, who support you. For Leo, we're looking at your professional status. Now, profession's a funny thing in astrology because, yes, it can be what you've chosen to do in life. So your public vocation, which, you know, could be for me as an astrologer, so my reputation, or for somebody else, it could be a teacher. For somebody else, it could be they're retired. So it's their status in a voluntary group or as a parent or grandparent, or as a young parent who's really the main vocation that they feel is parenting. So as a Leo, this is the area that's highlighted. What offers you security? Where do you feel safe? And what is of value in this area? Does anything need to change? For Virgo, we're looking at overseas connections, other cultures, teaching, publishing, studying. Is there something that you would like to really invest your time and energy in? Something that you could slowly work towards during this Taurus season that you could really value? Libra, the area that is highlighted for you in Taurus season is what we call the eighth house. Now, this can be many things. It can be deaths, taxes, birth, but it also can be other people's resources. So it's kind of where you put your energy out to and where you study other energies. So really, at a basic level, it's, well, do you have joint resources? Are you making the most of them? Do they make you feel secure? Do you need to change anything? At a bigger level or a higher level, it can be, do you understand metaphysical matters? Do you want to understand metaphysical matters? Do you want to go into studying some of the nuances in life, the cycles in life a little bit more? Scorpio, whenever the sun goes into Taurus, which is your opposing sign, then we're looking at partnerships, marital status, contracts, business partnerships. All of those are highlighted for you in Taurus season. Are you happy with your current status in those areas? Do you have secure and stable partnerships, or does something need to change? Sagittarius, we're looking at your workaday life. So it can be work-life balance, but it can also be your health. So the little things that we do every day can either support our health or detract from our health and well-being. This isn't just physically. So maybe there's some sort of Taurus routine, something that helps you feel safe and secure that you need to be doing on a day-to-day basis. Or perhaps it's something that's what I call doing your mind in. In other words, mentally not healthy. I'm not talking about general mental health. I'm talking about day-to-day activities that maybe trigger some sort of worry or some sort of stress. So maybe the better question or the better answer is, what stresses me out every day that I could get rid of, that I could change, that I could adjust and improve? This could also be linked with your work. So if you're working, it could be something as simple as clear your desk, clear the clutter. I know my desk has got heaps of clutter at the moment, so this could be a very good note to self. But clear the clutter. Have people around you who are supportive and you can trust. There might be some shifts and changes in your working life out of your control, or you could be making some decisions yourself. Now, Capricorn, usually fun is not a word that people would equate with Capricorn. It's not that you're not fun, it's just that you have a very serious side to your nature. You're more likely to be fulfilling obligations than going out and having fun. But when the sun goes into Taurus, that's exactly what you can be. Now, this could be taking on a creative project at work, so you're still fulfilling obligations. But the idea is that you can be creative. Hopefully, during Taurus season, you can take a small sliver of time, if not all the time, to do some things that are productive but also fun-filled and creative for you. Now, Aquarius, we're looking at home and family. One of the things I do want to say about this podcast is, yes, the seasons, they change, and therefore things in our life might shift and change as well, but there's also an overlap. So you might find, if, for instance, say I was doing the Your Stars for May or the Your Stars for April, there could be an overlap from one month to another. And it's the same with Taurus season. This is going to be generally true for many, many weeks in May as well. So for Aquarius, the sun is in the fourth house when it goes into Taurus season, and this is when home and family and matters there can be really reassessed, looked at. And do you feel that you can really shine in your family? Do you feel that you can shine in your own home? If not, what can change? What can be adjusted during this time? And then we get to Pisces and we're looking at your neighborhood, your environment, your siblings, if you have them or you don't have them. How supported do you feel? Do you have a sister or a brother from another mister? You know, are there people who you can call brothers and sisters even if you weren't born into your family? Are there any neighborhood disputes that need to just be resolved? It's Taurus, so can we be practical? Can we take a pragmatic approach? Well, I hope this has given you some insights into the Taurus season and the Taurus people in your life. One of the great advantages I've always found in studying astrology and knowing astrology has been the understanding that it's given me of other people, not just of myself, and therefore the insights can really lead to lovely connection. So thanks for listening. I'm Steph Johnson.
Thank you for listening to Seeing with Stars podcast with Stephanie Johnson. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please visit Stephanie's website at www.seeingwithstars.net. You can follow her on Twitter or Instagram at Seeing the Stars. You're also welcome to subscribe and leave a review of the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Until next time, may the stars shine on your path.